This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3718 for Wednesday, the 2nd of November 2022. Today's show is entitled Making Ansible Playbooks to Configure Single Sign-On for Popular Open Source Applications. It is part of the series Networking. It is hosted by Jerome Baton. It carries a clean flag. The summary is a small introduction into my latest project when I spoke at the recent Nextcloud 2022 conference.
Hey, we're arriving at the end of the lightning talks. However, we got one request for doing a plug, which might be of interest of us as the Nextcloud community. May I ask Jeroen Baten to come on stage and to talk a little bit about a specific project which might be of interest to us?
So, hi. I only have 5 minutes. Normally, I do whole. No, not whole conferences, but longer talks. My name is Jeroen Baten. I've been in open source for 20 years. I've written more than 10 books about open source. Okay, that's my credentials. Okay. Yesterday, I published code on GitHub. That's the result of 4 months of work of configuring popular open source applications for single sign-on. And clearly, one of those is Nextcloud. Because, you know, why not? Let's see if I can make that move it a little bit. No. Okay. Anyway, so 4 months of work. Those are simple, straight Ansible playbooks. Okay, who does not know what Ansible is? Okay, who doesn't know what Ansible is and doesn't work in marketing? Okay. So Ansible is a syntax, is a file, is a syntax, it's sort of a recipe to configure computers. So you say, I want users, and this is the list of user accounts I want. And I want this package and this package installed, and I want the application Hello World installed. So that's a sort of a recipe, and you send it to, well, a bunch of servers, if you like, or one. So the people who know Ansible, simple playbook based on Keycloak as the central authentication mechanism. What you do, so you the playbook is installed Nextcloud single sign-on.yaml. You fire it, it will install standard Nextcloud, not the snap, just in some directory, I don't know. And then configure single sign-on by creating with a REST call to Keycloak, creating a client there, getting a secret key if you're using OpenID Connect, put it in your configuration, and you're good to go. So don't try this at home. Read the playbook and adjust it to your own network. Okay, but you don't have a bunch of roles that you all have to go to with this. One simple straight file. And I've done this for the last 4 months for, XWiki, Odoo, Nextcloud, Keycloak, of course not, GitLab and Jenkins. And today I found out that I also have to do the same work for Open Project, clearly. Yay. I think that's about all the time I can use. Yeah, roughly. Okay. any questions? Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Jeroen, thank you so much for doing this. Next time, please do submit a talk. I think it deserves like more time than you had right now.
Listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com
the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.